Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Fox Brenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Samach, Chapter 60. We left off at the end of the last chapter with Hashem assuring us that His covenant with us is eternal. He assures us not to despair despite the degradation in which we find ourselves, that the redemption will surely come. That promise is described in this chapter. Yeshayahu begins with an allegory of light, which will carry throughout the chapter. Kumi ori kiva orech, arise, shine, for your light has come. Uchvod Hashem alayich zarach, the presence of Hashem has shone upon you. Kihine hachoshech chase eretz varafelu umim. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick clouds will cover nations. Va'alayich yizrach Hashem, uchvodo alayich yira'e. Upon you Hashem will shine, and His presence will be seen over you. Va'alchu goyim l'orech, and nations will walk by your light, umelachim lenoga zarchich, and kings by the brilliance of your shine. All other nations will be drawn to you, so attracted by the holy light that you radiate. The Navi here addresses Yerushalayim itself. He tells her to look around and see that the Jewish people will return to her from all over. They will be brought by the nations of the world with honor. And as you would expect, as tiriv and a heart, then you will see and be radiant. Ufachad v'rachav v'avich. You will be scared, but then your heart will be broadened. Masses ascending to Jerusalem has never been a good sign. First, Jerusalem will be scared when she sees a multitude mounting her hills. But she will soon realize that it is her children and not her enemies who are returning home after so long. And then her heart will swell with happiness. Ki yehafich alayich hamona yam. For a sea will be turned over to you, either of materials or of people. Chel goyim yavolach, the riches of nations will flow to you. The other nations will bring animals and gold. Each nation will bring its own special resource. They will also bring their own local Jewish population. Not only will they give physical materials, but they will also offer their services as well to help build the city. They will do this because they now see it as their privilege to serve the Creator that they now recognize. Usihilos Hashem Yivaseru, the praises of Hashem they will announce. Yivaser is a Hebrew word usually used to announce something new or different. Radak points out that this reflects the change in outlook of the other nations. We, the Jewish people, have always known that Hashem is the only God and that He is in control. But this will be a new reality for the rest of the world. And that in turn will change their attitude completely toward us. It will even be different from the glorious days of King Solomon, when the nations were subservient to the kingship of Judah. Then they brought gifts out of subjugation or helped build the land because they were paid. Now it is done out of conviction. They see it as their privilege because of their new recognition that Hashem is true and all-powerful, and it is therefore a privilege to serve His nation. In the midst of all this description of the return to Zion and the reverence and dedication of the formerly antagonistic nations, Hashem includes, Ki v'kitz bi hikisich uv'yirtzoni richamtich, for in anger I struck you down, but now in favor I take you back. This verse does end on a positive note, pointing out that in the past Hashem struck us down in anger, but now He will take us back in favor. But the question is still, why is this verse here at all? Why does Hashem even mention His former anger in the midst of such a positive prophecy? This is in order to tell us that the New World Order will not only give us a new perspective on what is in front of us, but also on what came before. When we see what happens at the time of redemption, we will recognize that all of history, even the suffering, was from Hashem. These two things are not only from the same source, the suffering and the redemption, but they are actually one unit. Because the same way that the suffering was to an unnatural extent, so will be Hashem's mercy. Meaning they are both part of the same process. Hashem gave us prophecy in order for us to return to Him. And therefore, our actual return is not something different, but part of the same progression. Ufitchu sha'arim tamid yomam v'layla lo yisageru. Your gates will always stay open, day and night they will never be shut. Lahavi elayich chel goyim, umalcheihem nehugim, to let in the wealth of nations, with their kings in procession. Security will not be an issue. No locking doors, no fear. We can keep the gates open for the multitudes that want to join in recognizing Hashem. After describing the physical building of the city, the prophet goes on to the temple itself. He says that the materials will be brought voluntarily, lifa'er mekom mikdashi u'mekom raglaya chabed, to adorn the site of my sanctuary, to glorify the place where my feet rest. This is a reference to Hashem's presence in a physical place, where we can actually physically experience his presence. The nations that formerly oppressed us will humbly approach us to declare their deference, both to the city and to the nation. And whereas throughout exile the land was empty and barren, it will now be abundant and wealthy. The submission of the other nations will not be acrimonious nor against their will. We will be just to them, and we will work for their welfare, and they will be happy to give to us. They will give to us, as compared in the verse, like a nursing mother, in that they will offer their best because they recognize that it is for their own benefit to give to the temple, and gives them a chance to serve their Creator. After the description of the physical elements of the Messianic age, the Nevi goes on to the spiritual elements. Lo yelach od hashemesh l'or yomam. No longer will you need the sun for light by day. Ulinoga hayareach lo ya'ir lach, nor the shining of the moon for radiance by night. V'hayalach Hashem l'or olam. Hashem will be your eternal light. Ve'elokayach l'sifarteich. Your God will be your splendor. Physical light will be irrelevant. There will be transcendental light that will obviate the need for even the sun and the moon. Lo yavo od shimsheich. Your sun will set no more. V'yarecheich lo yaseif. And your moon will not withdraw. Ki Hashem yelach l'or olam. Because Hashem will be your light forever. There were times in the past that we were blessed with Hashem's light, but it was taken away shortly after. This time it will be permanent. V'shalmu yimei avleich, and therefore your days of mourning will end. It is Hashem's presence that determines life, well-being, and victory. Therefore, all these things will be permanent. There will be no more reason to mourn. V'ameich kulam tzadikim, and at that point, all of the Jewish people will be righteous. Hashem's presence, Hashem's existence will be so obvious that it will be impossible for anyone to deny him or to sin. La'olam yirshu aretz, they will inherit the land forever. Netzer mata'ai ma'asei yadai lehispa'er. They are the shoot that I planted, my handiwork in which I glory. The Mishnah says that this verse is referring to the world to come. Every Jew is born with a place in the world to come. Besides the promise that we had that we will be redeemed from exile in this world, there is a further and foundational promise that we all have a portion in the eternal world, and we should be encouraged, even amongst the discussion about the redemption in this world, that it is our place in the future world, in the eternal world, where our eternity lies. But now we'll go back to the time of redemption. Hakaton yela elef, the smallest will become 1,000, v'hatzair legoy atzum, and the youngest a mighty nation. Ani Hashem b'ita achishena. I am Hashem. At the time, I will speed it up. These last two words of the chapter are two of the most famous words of the book of Yeshayahu and perhaps in all of the later prophets. In a more simple fashion, the Radak explains, when the time for redemption finally comes, b'ita, at its time that it will come, achishena, it will happen expeditiously. Abravanel offers an explanation that will speak to any student of history. He says that the closer we get to the time of redemption, the faster the events of history unfold. Be'ita, at the time of the redemption, meaning at the time leading up to the redemption, achishena, I will speed it up. Meaning Hashem will speed up history, so to speak, when the redemption is soon to come. Any decade of the last 200 years could fill volumes and volumes of history books, as world events and human progress seem to be set on fast forward compared to earlier stages in human existence. This, according to Abravanel, is a fulfillment of this prophecy. Another explanation of these words, Be'ita Achishena, that we reference at the beginning of chapter 40 is found in the Talmud. There, the Talmud emphasizes the seeming contradiction between the two words, Be'ita at its time, Achishena, I will speed it up. Which is it? Is it at its time or is it sped up? And the Talmud answers, it's either or. If the Jewish people deserve redemption through our merits, it will come whenever it is that we deserve it. But if, God forbid, we do not, there is a preordained time when Hashem will bring the redemption no matter what. That option, Bita, which is listed first, is the ultimate comfort. Because no matter what we do, Hashem will never forsake us. There is a time past which we will not stay in exile. Bita, a preordained time past which history will not proceed. The second option of the verse, Achishena, is the one that we desire. Let us make ourselves worthy of that great redemption right away. And when we are, Hashem promises that he will bring it speedily. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.